This is Naked by the Future Farm, where entrepreneurship is stripped to its vulnerable core. Brought to you by Vlady Meškobrestinska and Nektarios Lolios. And remember to subscribe, follow, and rate Naked to help us share it with the world. Hello, Nektarios.
Hi, Vlady.
That was very energetic. Hello, huh?
Yes, I was like, ooh, my headphones.
Ooh, yes. Given it's Friday evening for me, it's 5 p.m. here in Islamabad. Where are you and what time of the day is it for you?
It's noon here. It's lunchtime. I'm back in London. I was in Berlin for a week and it was great, but I'm glad to be home. Feeling very tired. But
I was about to say that you are also in a sort of pre-holiday mood. Time when we talked, you were already getting ready into your Japan trip and planning the whole thing out. And I was beautifully jealous or envious. And then I listened somewhere on another podcast that actually when you're envious, try to turn it into a positive experience. So take something out of it and translate it into a positives for yourself. So my positive is that I'm going to look potentially into going into Japan maybe next year and ask you about some tips. But anyhow, this was a rabbit hole. How are you doing?
But yes, I am. This time next week, I'll be on a plane to Japan and I'm really looking forward to it. Ultimately, this episode is a little bit of a retrospective. And just on that note, I don't think I had a proper holiday for the whole year, like a time where you completely switch off. It's been going to places, but not where you kind of completely disconnect. And it's been such a turbulent year that I'm just really looking forward to hopefully 2 weeks of not thinking about much. How are you?
That sounds lovely. I am. Now you made me go back in my mind about when did I have some proper time off. And I couldn't think about anything really. But I'm sure we did take time off, or I did take time off, but it sort of all blends into one experience. I'm doing well. I think we are also a little bit in the mindset of coming back to Europe for Christmas holidays because we celebrate Christmas. So I will be on the plane similar to you, but coming back home to Europe from Pakistan. It's been good week. It's intense. These days are intense. That is the truth. The business that we are building, it's sort of consuming most of my energy and most of my time and thought process. But we are enjoying it. So I feel like I'm in a sort of good, positive spirit, well-being as well, even though we've had sort of tough, intense days. But all good. And as you said, like I was looking forward to actually record this conversation and have this conversation together. Because I feel that as we sort of, you know, roll in this fast paced, we forget to pause and sort of look back. And so I'm looking forward to this half an hour together to actually sort of rewind and look back and be like, wow, there has been some awesome conversations that we've done. And I guess it's a little bit of being grateful and gratitude that I'm feeling today and for this conversation in particular.
I think one of the things that happened in both our lives is that our fintech businesses have taken over. When we started the Future Farm, when we started Naked, this was in the middle of the pandemic and we had enough time and the luxury to focus a lot of attention. But now other things have cropped up. So there was a lot more. The stresses came from somewhere else. Let's put it this way, right? It was both of us building a fintech business. You are further down the track with your fundraise and everything. But it's been interesting to figure out. And I think we both got to this point where we had these moments of falling into bad behaviors from the past and having to take a step back and go, let's just practice what we preach with the Future Farm. And take some time off and look after ourselves, and your own personal well-being matters. So that was a big, big thing for me. And then being in it whilst talking to founders who've been through it was also an interesting experience because you relate to it differently, right?
100%. It's like as if you are reading my prep notes. The biggest thing of reflection from this year was that the cause that we so deeply believe in and we are trying to sort of work for here in Future Farm was intertwined with the personal journey and with my life really, really a lot this year. And I was thinking about some concrete experiences, and there were many. From just to mention a few, I think the one really obvious one is the whole fundraising journey. So that power dynamic with investors was something that I sort of experienced deeply and intensely for the very first time in my professional journey. And there were moments when it took me sort of by surprise, but also it shook me. So I thought I'm ready, but I guess I wasn't ready for the intensity of maybe of the impact of some of the not necessarily positive experiences. But then there was also the part around co-founder dynamics, for instance, the co-founder relationships. That was a big one for me. Just figuring out how to balance out the energies and sort of taking care of yourself, but also providing to your co-founders. And then also showing up for your team. So that was certainly a big one for me this year. Maybe also last one, just to mention, because I am building my business here in Pakistan and being aware of the wider system and environment within which I operate, there were many instances when it was sort of a root cause for my imposter syndrome. So I was sort of, I guess, overemphasizing or trying to sort of show up in a maybe less authentic way because of also other reasons that were coming from the design of the environment and the circumstances. So all of that was happening to me whilst we were, as you said, discussing it together or listening to those experiences from other founders. So it really felt like a lived experience this year.
It's funny how you mention all the kind of the headlines that we've dug into with some guests in the past, right? I've been through a co-founder conflict situation that I'm still somewhat in, and it was really hard to try and be there, be present, be also mindful of my own well-being, but also holding the space for my co-founders. So whatever you said just now in going into this situation is maybe a bit more reflected and a bit more prepared, but also giving yourself also permission to say, I'm still not perfect. I still get things wrong. For me, one of the big things was, well, now that we've been doing the Future Farm for 3 years, surely we figured things out, and then things don't work the way you want them to. And you go, I find it really frustrating. Right? I've been sort of, if I look back at the year and if I look also back at the guests that we had, there's a bunch of things that that stand out for me related to that. Is one of them was we've been invited more to speak at events organized by investors. So being there when a fund has a portfolio kind of gathering and talk to the founders directly in the same room and feeling the energy, that made a huge difference. But also seeing some of the investors coming through and saying, hey, actually, we now recognize we need to talk more about this. And it's interesting to see how they approach it differently. Some had everybody in the room and some made it optional and then not everybody showed up. But even talking to 5 people and you know that maybe they've taken something out of this was really rewarding. But when you try to kind of squeeze it in into your busy founder agenda, it becomes suddenly, okay, I'm doing this for a greater cause, but at the same time, I'm completely exhausted and where's my own well-being, right? So that was a bit of a conflict. The other thing that stood out for me related to that is just learning this year in conversations with people, how people deal with situations differently because they are different. So we had a bit of a theme around neurodiversity. And it was just interesting to learn how somebody with ADD or ADHD kind of deals with situations because their way of the way they function is different, right? And one of the things I was quite keen to mention in our review episode, sometimes we have prep conversations with people when they're not ready. So I was introduced to an amazing entrepreneur who really likes what we do. But when I say, hey, do you want to come and talk about you building a business whilst being bipolar, he said, no, I don't think I can do this. So there is also an element here where people share their stories privately very often, but they're not necessarily ready to go out to the wider world. So in a way, it's also maybe because you mentioned gratitude, also acknowledging to those people, to the those entrepreneurs who say, no, we hear you and I'm glad we're here for you. And it doesn't mean that you need to come and tell the world what you're going through. And it's just grateful that people actually feel bold enough and comfortable enough to share their stories in one-to-one conversations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can recall few of those as well, where people were actually beautifully aware, self-aware to say, I know about your platform, but I'm not ready yet to come on Naked and speak about this. And I'll see if I want to do it in the future. Whilst they were very appreciative of the initiative, I think it just, the fact that it came back to the self-awareness, I think from really the 3 years back that when we started, I feel it's such a very powerful common thread that we always come back to. And I just want to maybe link it to what you were saying, our own journeys, right? So as you were saying that one, it still feels frustrating a little bit that we sort of feel that we should be already equipped to deal with those situations. What I have experienced is that this year, I was very proud of myself to speak up a little bit more in situations that I previously would probably be silent. I think that's the truth. And I give the big sort of thank you for that to Future Farm and to Naked and to the wider community of founders and investors and everybody we build this with, who are my support system and who sort of are, I would say, some system I can fall back on and provided me with the different tools and space to self-reflect and equip me with that inner power to say that this is not okay. So I felt many times really, really grateful for the muscle that we are building in here. And I have a little hope there, while a strong conviction that the work that we are doing in here hopefully is helping some of you out there as well to sort of remind you that you are not alone. We are in this together, and that you have a voice, which it's important for us to use when we are ready and to speak up for what feels important to us and what is not okay. So that was a big one for me this year, certainly. Mm. And, you know, I wanted to ask you how you felt connected to another really important, I felt, topic that we opened this year, which was identity. I felt that we were sort of recurrently coming back to topic of identity and sort of showing up authentically to the world and also as entrepreneurs, but at the same time being faced with moments and circumstances where we also sometimes need to compromise that identity and our authenticity. So was it something that sort of, when you are looking back, are you taking away from this year? Or how does that resonate with you?
I think for me, this came through in conversations like the one we had with Nemo, right? But also when Kelly Holmes came out as a gay woman earlier this year, where we had a guest who was not at that place on our podcast yet, but suddenly a year later there was this big announcement. For me, this has become something that I think I feel, partly because of our conversations on here, more emboldened to be public about. I've never been shy talking about this, but I feel more like the urge to kind of bring this into every conversation. And actually, I was a guest on a podcast last week that went really deep, really quickly, and it was a lot about identity. So there is something there, but maybe one thing that Nemo's conversation brought to the surface is, going back to the word permission, it's also okay to compromise, because you need to feel safe and you need to kind of know when you can actually afford the authenticity. And it's not inauthentic if you compromise. It's just the right thing to do in that situation. So there was something really, really strong there for me personally. And hopefully this translates into other parts, other areas of your life. I also like the fact that we reshared the episode that I recorded by myself with Anu Schultes in the US, who has such an amazing story as a woman of color in the US, and how you kind of go through all the levels of discrimination, sexism, racism, and now ageism, and also battling cancer and all of these things, right? And we've been always joking about that. We didn't even talk about her latest entrepreneurial endeavor, so there's going to be a part two. But again, it goes back to the identity that people see and then treat you accordingly, which is a big thing. And one of the things we've done is also reflect a little bit the public discourse, right? Being frustrated with Roe v. Wade in the US and all the anti-gay sentiment and all the... Yeah, Jesus. It's been a year where I think we've spent also quite a bit of time, more than before, absorbing what's happening in the world and bringing this into our conversations.
Yeah. Naturally, I feel, because of just, I guess, by the nature of how we show up to the world, right? Which is not being ignorant to what's happening around us. And it does impact sort of our lives, but also just the people that we build with, we talk to. And so I agree with you 100%. In some way, it made me think about sort of what's ahead of us in 2023. And the one thing is that I feel like we always come back to basics. And I'll connect it a little bit to, again, our story here in Pakistan, is that it was a tough year, really tough year from many reasons for the country, and from the floods, from the macroeconomics, the local politics, the safety security is getting worse, and when we fundraise, it's from the 60 minutes, 45 minutes we talk about Pakistan, and then we talk about our business. I exaggerate a little, but not really. I mean, that's sort of how it goes. And one of the answers that I felt that I'm also taking, or I can replicate to my own journey and life, is also going back to basics, like basic principles. And that sort of principle helps me in the more complex situations to, I guess, maintain sanity. Recently, I've been somehow I was exposed, or I exposed myself, maybe serendipitously and even unconsciously, to a number of conversations where people talk about being very intentional and clear about their values. And I felt that I asked myself internally that question, like, I know I have it, but do I have it? Like, am I that clear? And I felt that that's something I would like to do in the next, maybe even in the next few weeks, and when I'm at home. Not so much as a New Year thing. I don't really do that, the resolution and thing. But I think speaking about going back to basic principles, that's where it clicks for me, is that being really clear about what are the few things that really, really matter to you. And they can empower then my choices and my yeses, as well as my noes. That's something that maybe it's a nice bridge as I'm looking sort of ahead, is I would like to empower my yeses, few of those yeses that are aligned deeply with my values. And I feel that in some way that's a continuous journey for me, and I haven't fully landed there. There was one more thing that I wanted to sort of share, which was, I guess it was really important on the journey of building Future Farm and also for Naked, but it was in some way quite challenging for me on a personal level. And that was that when we started this year, and I feel like even when we started the Future Farm, we always, right, you and I and our team, we always looked on the destigmatizing mental health of entrepreneurs as a systemic challenge. And we knew that raising awareness is sort of one of the levers of helping the cause and starting sort of breaking the barriers. And it's very, very important one. At the same time, I felt that since day one, my mind sort of goes beyond the hills and sees sort of different opportunities how which we could sort of really bring on board and start working on and operationalize and just sort of scale the impact for the cause and of what we want to do. This year was quite crucial for that, because we ambitiously, and I felt that we are ready to do this when we wanted to enter and build a new pillar, which is about working more closely with the investment community. And we introduced to the world our masterclass for investors. And we have put quite a lot of work into it with our full team. And in the autumn, starting, I think it was September, October, you and I had this very raw, transparent, as always, conversation, which was not on naked. It was just in privacy, in private, where we shared with each other that we don't feel, I don't think it was not feeling ready necessarily, but it was not the right time for neither of us, for a variety of reasons, to commit to this new baby, really new product and new initiative. And it was hard for me because I had that ambition, and it was, you know, that ambitious Vladimir and committed to the cause. And I, in some way, I felt like, are we failing all the people out there that we promised, but also the cause? I felt that it was also really important and healthy to have that conversation and also the decision to which we arrived, which is that actually what we can do in a healthy, comfortable way for us, but also which can bring joy and impact at the same time, is to be committed to naked and our awareness raising about the cause. So that was a big one for me this year as well.
And it's important we acknowledge it, just because we know also people are waiting for it, right? We had some good conversations with investors also on the podcast, like Lisa from Flourish, just looking at the role of investors. But yeah, at the end of the day, we also needed to practice what we preach, which is looking at your resources and looking at your... that there is this thing, right, when what you're doing goes beyond the commercial impact, if it has to have a different kind of impact. And if you can't deliver on this for whatever reason, you feel not only you're failing the business, you're also failing the people behind it. And that makes it just that extra bit more difficult. I think, so for me, this totally resonates. It was nice to be able to talk again to people that we know well, like Michael Freeman, have another conversation. But this year for me was the year where we met a lot of the people, because we started all this in the virtual world. Like I had dinner with Michael. Like I saw Stefan from season 2 in Gran Canaria, out of all places. We just happened to be there at the same time. And you met with Selma, and
I met Monique, our very first Monique, guest. Course, well, yeah. Second. Yeah. In London. That was beautiful. No, you are right. It's quite surreal bringing this digital world into actual meetings and the emotional human connection.
I think it's also nice to look a little bit, and we haven't really done this properly, but look at what people do now who are on naked really early on. So Juan, that we talked to at the time, who was doing innovation in a bank, is now the head of Revolut in Mexico. So he's gone back from the entrepreneurial, back from the corporate world into an entrepreneurial environment. And other people have gone completely away from what they did. And I think it's also nice just to tap into and keep track of people and their progress. I think I kind of feel there's one more thing that I wanted to say, which touches back on the topics we discussed. And sort of this links to having my co-founder Drew on the episode, which is somebody I actually know well. But hearing him talk about his story, it just showed a little bit more of the stuff that I didn't know. And he introduced two words to our conversations that have come up before, but never with that clarity, which was guilt and shame when things don't go well. but also being distinctly different things. You feel guilty about something, you feel shame about something else. And I sort of thought a lot about this, and maybe it's something for us to unpack in a future episode between the two of us, right? But it's come up again when we talked to Chris, for instance, in the very last episode, it just dropped yesterday. So there is something there that I took out of these conversations that I needed to process myself and figure out where I sit on that spectrum and how this affected me. Also going through the current situation that I'm in, which is difficult. So it was nice for us not only to give a platform for other people, but also to learn and reflect on things always that our guests have put on the table, right?
Yeah. No, it's very, very privileged and special to be able to do this. And long time to continue. We are, so as we said, we are committed. So we're going to show up January 2023. Already a few episodes are ready to drop. Very exciting ones, actually. Some even more controversial, but let's see. And new topics also. I mean, some that, as you said, like maybe some sort of inputs and nudges that we got this year and some inspiration, maybe even going deeper in some subjects. I certainly felt that the experience of being an entrepreneur and being a woman, and yes, many other layers, is something I feel I would like to go deeper into, specifically. So yeah, very, very excited. And have a beautiful break, everybody, if you are on the break. I was just talking today to somebody who actually don't celebrate Christmas, but they're taking a week off during this period of year, just simply to have a space and time to breathe. So that was beautiful, I thought. So Nectarius, I wanted to also thank you for this awesome year together. There's a lot of love and friendship that we have with each other. And I'm using this opportunity to say it also live on up in the air. And even though you know, but I think there is never enough of moments. So thank you for that. And I'm very excited to do this together next year and hopefully years to come.
Well, no, thank you. Now I'm feeling on the spot. I think
now
we
have
need
to say something. I think it's the I love you. Thank you.
I like you too. No, joking aside, I think we need to thank our listeners, our audience, because we know that it's a loyal audience and we get a lot of reinforcement and encouragement from people who are listening. But also thank you to the guests. I kind of always fascinated how people just make time and create space and sometimes end up the podcast by saying, I've never told anybody this before, which is for me always a tick. It's like we've done something here. Also thank you to the VCs who have been open enough to engage with us and also having invited us to use their platform to talk to their audiences, but also people like the BMW Foundation, Masawa have been big supporters. So it's a big thank you to everybody around us. It's also maybe a big thank you to all the entrepreneurs out there who have not discovered us yet, but given us enough fuel to keep going. But yes, thank you too.
See you next year.
Ciao. See you next year, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye. You've been listening to Naked by The Future Farm, where entrepreneurship is stripped to its vulnerable core. To learn more about our work, sign up to our newsletter or visit thefuturefarm.co, where you can also apply to be a Naked guest. And remember, subscribe, follow, and rate Naked to help share it with the world.